K-State Nation, unbelievable. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III coming to you on this Saturday night. I wasn't expecting to record anything today, but circumstances unfortunately happened, and more circumstances happened on the court. We'll get into that in just a second. Eddie Greer, Pearl Project Podcast, this other K-State podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri, all things K-State sports, whether that is men's, women's basketball, women's tennis, indoor track and field has been going on today as well. We'll recap that and have that for you next week. And other things as well, including another coaching hire for Colleen Corbin in the women's soccer team. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here. This will probably go out tomorrow night after the AFC Championship game. Women's recap. We're doing this in a chronological order, of course. I'm recording this just before the men tip against West Virginia. We might get swept, other than the fact that, how about women's tennis team getting it done today? That's probably the only positive coming out of this day as recording on this Saturday. But why I'm so frustrated, why I'm so irritated so much. Here we go again. The concern going in, this team had 5 days to, yes, and they've been through the ringer before. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, postcast, okay, let's just set this up. Postcast, women's basketball, and for the second time this year, unfortunately, the women's team are on the other end of the stat sheet this time. Colorado seems to own K-State. Remember, this is the same team that eliminated K-State in Manhattan in the NCAA tournament, as I have said pretty much all the time now. And the fact that turn around and you lose to them again, this time without the services of Aoki Leader. And of course, Aoki got hurt. If she was here, if she was on the court, would that make a difference? Hell yeah, that would make a difference. What are you talking about? She sees everything in that team. And despite my confidence going in here, it was the same thing. I don't know what it is with this team. It seems it's the Yogi effect with this team. I thought they were well equipped to handle it. Obviously, they had. I mean, look, you had Kenny Taylor's played out of her mind this year. Gisella Sanchez was on a roll coming into this game. Imani Lester, Maupin, Tamir Poindexter, right? And from what I've read, from what I saw, now again, I have my hands full today, and come back this read and be dumbfounded as I was. I should have said that sentence that high, because apparently when Aoki Lee unfortunately gets hurt, this team just goes the other direction. I don't know. And after leading at the first quarter by 6, the wheels started to fall off for this ladies team, and I have not able to say that much this year. They have been dominant as for the most part this year, and for the exception of Duke. No, by the way, winning streak snap, 14 games. Colorado snaps that this afternoon in Boulder, Colorado. Why don't you? K-State, you had a week to get ready for Colorado, and I think Colorado was in the second half of this league. I'll have to pull that up because all that opens the door now is TCU could take sole possession of first place in the Big 12. So there's that. Serena Sundell on the afternoon led the team in the point department. 13 points, a steal, 2 blocks, had 3 assists, 4 rebounds on the afternoon. And speaking of Kenny Taylor, she went double digits as well. 12 points, 1 behind Serena in this one. 2 assists on the afternoon, no blocks for her. Let me see. 8 rebounds, almost a double-double for her. 6 of 9 from the field. Let's see, Gisella Sanchez didn't do much. Imani Lester didn't play much. 12 minutes between the two of them. Eliza Maupin didn't do anything. 6 minutes of action there as well. And Tamir Poindexter came in red hot. Sundell was 6. Well, let's go back up with Serena real quick. 6 of 16 from the field, by the way. 1 of 3 from downtown. Tamir Poindexter, 3 of 6 from the field. And all of her field goals coming from downtown. Sienna Walker was not great. 3 of 13. Jalen Glenn, kind of quiet in this ball game. 2 of 5 there in the field, as well as Jeff Mitty's defense was getting cooked with a pick and roll, it seemed like. That's why I read from tweets getting caught with this game. whatnot, and I don't have transcripts right now for Chet Mitty. I'm just getting back to the EG3 podcast studios here in Kansas City, Missouri, and I don't know what I should do. Right? Be more irritated from today, to this morning's act from past 10 o'clock on or what, but it's just mind-boggling that this team, I don't know what it is. They cannot. I don't want to say it yet, but I'm just going to have to put it out there for the listening world. They cannot win without Aoka Lee. Yeah, I said that. In particular, I had confidence throughout the week. Maybe I shouldn't be that confident anymore. Because the fact that one of your star players goes, your D-star player goes down, then the team just goes into shambles. For whatever reason, I thought this team could handle it. Apparently, at least after one game, it can't. Because this is the fear now. Are we going to see this again? Rewind. Last year, Aoka goes down. Number two in the country. Yoki goes down. And all of a sudden, the spark plugs go flying out of the wheels. Out of the machine. Everything goes. The wheels. The tires go flat. Literally today. The tires go flat and everything else like that. Are we going to see that again? 19-2. 7-1. For the Lady Wildcats, who were in the top 10 AP, you get upset by Colorado, 13-6. Colorado, 4-4. This team was in the second half of the league, and they could not handle this team today. And kind of a big reason why, that second quarter, the Buffaloes outscored the Cats 25-15. To take a lead going in halftime there, they led by 5. It was 35-31. Not mistaken, I think it was 36-31, somewhere in there. And then K-State seemed like they could not recover. They could not recover from that second half in this basketball game. So I know we got, as I'm sitting recording this right now, we're going to know if the Chiefs going to go back to that Super Bowl tomorrow, because this is going to come out after the fact. So EG3 podcast, the first of the year, that's going to come out tomorrow. Shameless plug, but EG3 podcast, get it? Same platform as the Pro Budget podcast. This postcast will come out as well, and they're about to tip in Manhattan between West Virginia and K-State, and it could get even worse than that. So I shouldn't laugh because it's not funny, but what's not funny is getting this feeling of here we go again. And I mean, look, Yoki didn't play all that much now. Her minutes were limited prior to the injury, and yet this team somewhat was just saw us lost out there today. So not a good feeling. You still have TCU looming, but not only that, I believe you have Iowa State looming in the wings in Manhattan next. That's a huge matchup, and I was actually probably planning on going to that, but with the dumb circumstances today, that's definitely not gonna happen now. It seems like every time I try to plan something to go to these women's basketball games, something happens with stupid vehicle. I just can't get traded in soon enough, because yours truly won something early this week. I really win something out of the lottery. I really do that. So I was disappointed. Very disappointed not to get over to Manhattan today. And yeah, I was very disappointed. Yeah, and there's nothing I can do about that. I mean, yes, life happens. I definitely know that. But yeah, disappointed by that. Disappointed with this ladies' women's basketball team not taking care of this business. It's Colorado. And let's go ahead and check out these standings right now. This is Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer, Kansas State upset by Colorado yet again. This time in Boulder. 63-53, Eddie Greer in the house here. And I wasn't expecting to record anything at all today. I was not. So, and how about this? Ladies and gentlemen, TCU goes down, folks. TCU goes down. We still have a tie for the top spot in the Big 12. So, it seems like these teams don't want to be leading solo in the Big 12. K-State, TCU, both now lost today. So, 7-1 in identical records. And TCU was ahead of K-State in the AP poll, 9th. This is crazy. this is absolutely crazy, folks. So, K-State, so we caught a break right there. TCU goes down, so they had an opportunity to take the top spot. Can't do it. K-State can't do it. They say they can't beat Colorado for whatever reason. So they got to get it figured out. Hopefully this is a one blip thing, but I'm worried this could be more than that, because we talked about it this week on the Pro Project Podcast. When the report came out, it seemed like they're going to wait until near the end of the regular season for Yoki to come back. And I said, I'd rather put her on hold until the postseason. And I get it from both ends. I get it from both sides. You want to bring it back to get her loosened up a little bit, get her back into that game shape slowly, right? But I'm sitting here thinking, you know, it might not be such a bad idea to wait until the Big 12 tournament, which is what, month and a couple weeks away? Is this like here in Kansas City? Oh, yeah. And this time, I'm going to just go ahead and mark that on the calendar, because I cannot go around the season without going to the women's basketball game. That just cannot happen. But I was actually going to try to go to – I was actually had thoughts and plans of this podcast going to the Thursday night game, the Iowa State game, because it seems to me K-State and Iowa State, they have these awesome games. But with today's circumstances and whatnot, that is definitely not going to happen. So I'm going to have to take a rain check on that and have to – be better. But I know life happens and all that. I get it. But yeah, it's frustrating. It's frustrating enough as it is. But we'll get past it. We'll move on. But man, this ladies team, this women's basketball team, they're going to have to get past this loss and move on here as they try to figure some things out, because this trend, it can't happen. It can't happen, especially you want to get where you want to go. I mean, Yoki's playing less prior to that injury. So I just don't know what happened today. It seems like they didn't have it. You had a week. I mean, I would understand it more if they had, okay, that your usual Wednesday or Thursday night game or Tuesday, whatever it is, wherever they schedule the damn thing, and you come back Saturday, oh, sluggish. I get it, but you had a fuck, yeah. Woo, boy. Yeah, it's coming. You had a freaking, said the whole thing. I stopped myself. You had a freaking week. This is the most I've been frustrated with women's basketball all year long, as you can tell. This is the most frustrating that I've been with. You had a freaking week to get ready for this team, and you fell flat in your face. It just, I don't know. I can't excuse that. It's just, yeah. They've done a great job up until this point beating the TCU, and for whatever reason, they can't beat Colorado. I don't know what it is. It's crazy. Crazy stuff. College sports, man. College sports. But anyways, woo, EG3 hot here in the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. But hey, it's only their second loss. Hopefully this doesn't carry on over to next week. We'll see what happens. Hopefully get better play. Former stars, Serena Sundell, didn't play very well in the first half. Point Dexter was off her game today, so you know, you need your role players to come up big, and Serena Sundell, she's gonna have to be a little bit better than what she was here. Sorry to call out what it is, but hey, if we're gonna be hard on men's basketball, which we already are anyways, we gotta be hard when K-State women's basketball lose, and that's what it is. That's what we're sitting here talking about here tonight on this podcast, right? So we'll see what happens. I don't know when the next game is for them. We gotta stay tuned on that. Actually, you know what? Come to think about it, let's pop up with that schedule right now. So I almost let a bad word slip, so I apologize about that. Eddie Greer, Pro Parts Podcast. Yeah, so speaking of Iowa State, that is the next game. So damn it. So Iowa State is the next game. So you have some time to recover, get your mind right, and you know, Iowa State's always a tough game. So, you know it's going to be a tough game. And not just crediting Colorado from what they did. You got to give them all the credit again for the second year in a row. They have the cards to know how to beat K-State. Everybody else sounds like they don't. So, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying. But Iowa State, back in Manhattan, this upcoming Thursday, 7:30. That's why I wanted to go, because it's late. Everything's like that, but we ain't gonna go now because of what happened today with these damn tires, but and these damn potholes in Kansas City. But anyway, you if you get what I'm saying, I'm throwing clues out here, folks. But anyways, K-State women's basketball hit a pothole here today, losing to Colorado in Boulder, 63-53, and their second loss of the year, and getting upset on the road. Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, and get wherever podcasts are found. Freedom Bible Daily.
whenever I have a chance to record K-State content. We'll be back, hopefully on Monday, over on the Podbean channel. I'm going to hit up Alex here tonight, and hopefully he'll be available on Monday night. Podbean Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast. Postcast edition. In the books, ladies get upset on the road. Once again, the guess who? None other than the Colorado Buffaloes. 63, Kansas State. 53, Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast. Go Cats.